likely will be sent to Ukraine. But what Ukraine has been asking for, really pleading for, are additional interceptor missiles that can shoot down incoming drones and missiles aimed at Ukrainian cities.
A State Department cable warns American diplomats of attempts to impersonate Secretary of State Rubio and perhaps other officials using AI technology. It comes after word that an imposter posing as Rubio tried to reach out to at least three foreign ministers, a U.S. senator, and governor. Trash is piling up at drop-off spots in Philadelphia as a strike by garbage haulers and other public workers is into a second week. Some residents are already fed up.
It's outrageous already. So if this thing go another 2 weeks or so, it's going to be totally out of hand.
In the Northeast, it's been the summer of the tick.
The CDC says emergency room visits for tick bites are at their highest level in 5 years. Dr. Thomas Mather at the University of Rhode Island says deer ticks, which carry Lyme and other diseases, have thrived because the spring was so damp.
So we had good conditions in May and June for tick survival.
Jen Daniel of Quincy, Massachusetts, had her 2-year-old son tested for Lyme disease after he developed a scary-looking rash.
Luckily, he didn't have it. The rash went away, but it has been a frustrating season.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 130. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite recent layoffs, the data center project moves on for Microsoft. The tech company says its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant is moving ahead as planned. Microsoft cut about 9,000 jobs this year, but they say the Mount Pleasant project won't be impacted. A big Kenosha County hospital is getting bigger. Fredert South Pleasant Prairie will add a 4-story extension with a dedicated EMS training facility. It follows approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The new center aims to boost emergency care training, while the upper floors will be finished later for clinical use as needed. If you're impacted by that Walgreens closing, your drugs are going to Douglas Avenue. Walgreens confirmed it will close its North Memorial Drive store in Racine August 5th. They'll be automatically transferring prescriptions to their Douglas Avenue pharmacy. The Brat Stop might get a new neighbor. A 4-story Town Place Suites by Marriott is being proposed next to the landmark, with Kenosha's Plan Commission set to discuss the hotel project later this week. It would feature 97 rooms, an indoor pool, and an outdoor patio. Racine County is mourning the loss of retired Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe, who died Sunday. It comes just months after his retirement. Babe is being remembered as a respected leader and a dedicated public servant. Funeral details are still pending. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early. 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, all-star Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn his 5th consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all 3 pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup. Maybe the best lineup in baseball, and he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
WRJN weather.
Partly
partly cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and they'll wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, when so I much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Hour, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum instrumental nugget, because it's instrumental week with the Nuggets all this week. This one, pretty interesting song. You'll know it. Started as a TV commercial. Yeah, one of those. It's about 40 minutes away. Keep it here that whole time. You're on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small. Come.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Get around, round, round, I get around.
Get around, round, round, I get around.
Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's green and warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing.
Hits, WRJN. I am looking forward to the Happy Together Tour and Wisconsin State Fair in general, but the Happy Together Tour coming on the final day of the fair, Sunday, August 10th. And got some great old 60s acts. I shouldn't have said old. Some great 60s acts in there and some great songs. So, yeah, we'll be talking about that more as we get closer, but just kind of a heads up. August 10th for the Happy Together Tour, Wisconsin State Fair with WRJN.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been all about making mouth-watering pizza. Now back from a well-earned summer break, they're recharged and ready to serve up all your favorites. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and sandwiches that make summer special. July's pizza of the month is here, the Chicken Bacon Ranch, featuring a creamy ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pizza is a true summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the WRJN Sand and Surf Report for this Tuesday. High temperature 76 degrees under sunny skies, and the water temperature 68 degrees. Winds calm under a foot. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. We'll be right back.
The Stones, a slow dance even. Time is on my side on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, serving Southeast Wisconsin for over 98 years. We're counting down to our 100th birthday. Here comes a news update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A big Kenosha County hospital is getting bigger. Fredert South Pleasant Prairie will add a four-story extension with a dedicated EMS training facility. It follows approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The new center aims to boost emergency care training, while the upper floors will be finished later for clinical use as needed. Construction will not interrupt hospital operations. The cost of higher education could go up in Wisconsin. The president of the Universities of Wisconsin is proposing a tuition increase of up to 5% for in-state undergraduates in the upcoming school year. Most campuses would see a 5% hike. University's president Jay Rothman says the increase is needed to maintain quality after years of frozen tuition and limited state funding. The final decision on raising rates would be made by the Board of Regents later this week. Regional gas prices are seeing a range from $2.88 a gallon on the low end to $3.10 on the high. Kenosha County has the lowest. Milwaukee and Waukesha are in the middle, with Racine and Ozaukee counties on the high end. Melissa Kay has some more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger than expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and the wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
It's WRJN. Three Dog Night out of Los Angeles, out of Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Here's Bobby Vinton.
She wore blue. Was the night softer than satin? Was the light
from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was all. Precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Tell you why I really want to know. It's the time
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, it's interesting if you stop and think about the number of TV and radio jingles selling stuff that's turned into rock and roll hits. We got one of those coming up next. It's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on the way on WRJN.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillos. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th. Courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. Or on the TV, for that matter, because this particular song started out as a TV commercial for, well, see if you can name the product.
No matter what shape your stomach's in.
There's the guy poking the other guy in the belly. Sound familiar? What product?
What shape your stomach's in, when it gets out of shape, take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer relieves the flutters.
Yep, so that was a 60-second commercial on television back in the day, and a producer realized how catchy that jingle was, and then went into the studio with the Wrecking Crew, the same guys who played anonymously on Beach Boys records and countless others. And he gave them the melody and they put this together. Called themselves the T-Bones. Big hit. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this afternoon is called No Matter What Shape, and it's done by supposedly the T-Bones, but it was really the Wrecking Crew, the studio musicians, okay? But they wanted a, they put together a band that actually went out and, under the name the T-Bones. So they assembled some players and went out under the name T-Bones, and nothing ever came of it much. They toured a little bit, but they stayed together, having been introduced to each other within the group, this make-believe group called the T-Bones, right? And a few years later, they had a hit with this song. Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, all members of the T-Bones, but they weren't in the group that recorded the last song.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do the thing to me, baby, I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. You say you're gonna leave, gonna take that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you knew that I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years.
Baby, I'll just lay me down.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done. Time for Kurt Bowman to show up. He's out in the parking lot, I hear. Good guy.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. Wasting time. I left my home in Georgia. Headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for. And look like nothing's gonna just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The death toll from the devastating floods in Texas is now at 109. Authorities held a news conference today where the questions focused on who was responsible for monitoring the weather and how quickly they responded.
Your community is asking these questions.
And we will get answers. Right now, all of our resources are focused to recovery.
Reporter Karen Waugh.
Every person we interview here in Kerrville, in Kerr County, when we ask them, what do you want us to ask the public officials? What do you want us as reporters to ask at these press conferences? Most of them say we want to hear about what happened with these emergency alerts.
4 days have passed since anyone was found alive in the aftermath. Lorena Gillen owns an RV park that was swept away.
The only thing that is going through my mind right now is like, what now? How are we going to move forward? I mean, who is going to, you know, help with this?
President Trump says he plans to visit the region Friday. He held a cabinet meeting today and blasted Russian President Putin. Linda Kenyon has more from the White House.
The president is